So, welcome to Autocasts. It's a series of podcasts that are going on throughout all of April, with the plan of just talking with different people, getting some ideas out, and just basically talking shit for 10-15 minutes every single day to people.
Yep. That's one of the only reason podcasts exist, more than anything else.
So you can listen to your own voice.
Yeah. Although sometimes something useful might come out of these ramblings for someone else out there in the entire internet world.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, we could say something insightful during this, or it's possible, let's put it that way. It's not likely. But anyway, so then I'm Walter, and with me tonight is the beautiful Grax Domain.
Hi there, I'm Grax Domain. You might know me from the Grax Domain and various other video blogging and such. And Alter asked me to come along and to share his podcast ramblings.
Yeah.
And I thought you do. But the big question that most people want to know, Alter, is why? I mean, what inspired you to do this?
Well, there's this great website from this brilliant guy called Sean Blanc. And basically what he does is he decided to go full-time on his blog. So his theory, in order to actually survive and make money in doing so, was to create a subscription version. And rather than making people pay to access his content, because he doesn't believe that people should pay to access his blog, he would much rather have a sort of separate version of the site that you could get to. So what he did was, he said, I'm going to make Sean Today. And Sean Today was literally every day he podcasts about something. So I think he was doing it about the iPad's price point recently. And I just listened to these in the mornings as I walked down into the office.
Do you like the sound of his own voice?
Yeah, I like the sound of his voice. And I like the fact that he's very insightful in what he talks about. He picks his topics well, even if it's something about coffee. I don't particularly care too much about coffee, but I like listening to him talk about it.
Hmm.
Which is... it's pretty good, and I want to try to do something similar myself.
That's cool.
In fact, his topic today was RSS or Twitter, which...
Twitter.
Twitter as well, right?
That's my answer, is Twitter right now. RSS, I don't believe, was utilized well enough, or at least it wasn't made popular enough to be used back in, like, say, 10 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
Right. It's just that... it took a lot of effort for people to actually set up an RSS feed. Some people didn't know how to use it in a way to properly read it, or what mediums they could actually read an RSS feed from. Well, so Twitter, it's very simple. You have a Twitter account, and you can watch or listen to anyone else's feeds, and that's it. And it's very short.
Yeah, it's true. You might note, however, that this podcast is actually an RSS feed.
But the thing is, did you write the RSS feed yourself, or did you use some sort of free web-based
that is coming tool? Up later on this one, in fact, because that's on the to-do list.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm also I think it's just the next step up. Originally you look at the website, and then with RSS you would look at a combined version of the website, and then now you move to Twitter. Oh, and for people that don't know what RSS is, it's like a way of grabbing a website's content so you can see a lot of it at once, roughly.
Okay, that's one description of it. I mean, I would have described it as a way of reading one's individual... well, it's mostly used for blogs entries more than anything else, without having to go to their website itself.
So you can just read a collection
like,
of websites.
Quickly glance at it.
Yeah.
But with this Twitter, it's even more of a glance. it condenses everyone's ass drippings of talks into 160 characters rather than an entire block.
True.
160 characters.
It's interesting. I tend to find websites that I like now, and I'll just see if they've got a Twitter feed that I can follow. So then I know when they've updated or when anything else is interesting. Because you can also contact them back very quickly as well. You just set an app request to them.
Sort of. No, actually, I'll give you that, because I use Twitter to communicate to my web hosting company when I found out the other day that my Grex domain was down.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just the images, it was just the whole hosting. And I did a little at company's name and said, hey, it's down, what's going on? And they got into contact with me shortly afterwards. So it does work.
I agree. And so it's got my uses and just reading. So what are we using right now to talk?
Right now, this very moment in time, during this podcast, well, you and I, we're currently using Skype. We're talking to each other through Skype because I'm in the middle of the country in Oxford and you are in your location, which is...
up north, near Manchester.
Up north.
So we're using Skype to try and record this. It seemed to work last time pretty well. Every now and again, you get a bit garbly, but I think that's a problem with Skype. But other than that, yeah, I actually built a lot of code to run everything else. I made a website so people can subscribe quite quickly.
And what is that website, Auta?
Autacast.heroku.com. It's not the most memorable of names yet, but I'll buy it.
Don't worry, I'm sure if we do this enough times and we keep
mentioning it,
and people, or we'll just turn people away because someone listen to this.
Well, the thing is, you only have to visit that website once in theory, because you'd visit that and it either lets you subscribe in iTunes or something else, or your Google Reader, or subscribe to the mailing list where you'll just get it emailed out every day, because that's what Sean did and I'm just copying him.
Betters.
And it works. I every time I see the emails, I then listen to it.
Yeah, I know this kind of thing works because I've listened to a few podcasts at work through other websites of my interest, and one particular podcast which is a couple of cold ones on Spill.com. Mm-hmm. There's three guys all talking to each other through Skype, and they have like an hour slot talking about movies and all things related to movies, and they do it through Skype. At first, it was weird because I didn't think that they had the sense of talking to each other in person, that they were not in the same room. But after a few practices, they got into like a routine, a feel, so that it felt like they was in the same room.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Maybe it's kind of... they get to seeing each other and reacting visually and then realizing that they're more of a conversation. It's like, even when we're doing this, I'm staring at your screen rather than, you know, looking off into the air or reading up on what to do next.
Oh, for sure. Unfortunately, the technology is good enough to be able to stream it through, like, simple broadband technology. But that's just me talking out of my bum because I don't know what to say.
That's all right. I think we're going to wrap it up anyway.
Okay, okay.
So I reckon next time we should do talk about the band. That could be tomorrow's. So ciao Duda, and ciao people that might be listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening to our show, and stay tuned for next. We'll try and make it a bit more active.
Yeah.